The Massachusetts Gaming Commission issued a revised schedule this week for the licensing of resort casinos. The commission expects to announce on June 13th the awarding of the lone casino license in western Massachusetts, where MGM Springfield is the only applicant. The licensing award in Greater Boston, where Wynn Resorts and Mohegan Sun are competing, will not occur before August 29th. There is no target date for the commercial casino license authorized in southeastern Massachusetts because the state is allowing a head start to a development proposed by the Wampanoag Indian Tribe. When the state gaming law was enacted in 2011, it was expected the casino licenses would be issued by the end of 2013. The decision on the casino license for Greater Boston, Region A as it's designated by the commission, has been held up recently by disputes over what the casino should pay surrounding communities to mitigate problems and whether Boston should be designated a host community for the casinos planned in Revere and Everett. Further complicating matters is the decision 2 weeks ago by Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby to remove himself from the Region A licensing decision over allegations of bias.
I'm going to go on and do the rest of the work of the commission. The other four commissioners can handle their Region A work fine, and I think that's the best way to go.
Even though MGM has been the only license applicant in western Massachusetts since last November when competitors were knocked out in local referendums, the Gaming Commission has insisted on an exhaustive review of the proposed Springfield Casino. That review is expected to culminate in a series of commission meetings in the days leading up to June 13th.
We will have a very elaborate multi-day process where all of the evaluation will be presented by all of the commissioners. Finance, mitigation, site and building design, economic development, etc., all that. We'll be talking about that in public with, I hope, all of you there. Then we will deliberate on that data and then we will make a decision. So there are some process steps. There are no impediments that I see.
A cloud hanging over the licensing process is the potential statewide ballot question that could negate the licenses if the state Supreme Judicial Court allows the referendum on the November ballot and voters approve it. Crosby indicated the Gaming Commission does not intend to wait for that issue to be resolved.
We will make a decision and we will offer it. If we decide to award it, we will offer the award to MGM and it'll be up to MGM to decide whether they want to accept it or not.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis has said the company wants to delay the formal licensing award until the fate of the casino repeal referendum is decided, either by the court or the voters.
What I'm concerned most about is the six-month delay. If it has to go on to a November ballot, that's a delay to the project, that's a delay to construction jobs, and to everything we're trying to do here.
Upon acceptance of the casino license from the state, MGM would be obligated to pay out an estimated $200 million. That includes payments to Springfield and eight communities surrounding the city. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno could not include payments from MGM in his proposed city budget because the casino license has not been formally awarded.
Obviously, we welcome that money because it's going to be very instrumental, especially in public safety initiatives, library, riverfront.
Sarno, a strong supporter of the casino project, said he does not blame MGM for the delay.
You know, they're business too. And, you know, when you're asked to come across with a upwards of $200 million, and somebody might be able to pull the carpet right from underneath you.
State officials included $170 million from casino licensing fees in the current state budget, assuming the fees would be paid by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. The licensing delay should not cause a budget gap because the Patrick administration reported this week that tax collections are running $524 million over estimates and spending is lower than projected. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.